There are many different species of nearly every type of animal living on Earth today. Dozens of whale species, thousands of butterflies and frogs, yet there is only one type of living human. Of course, that wasn't always the case. Once there were several other members of the genus Homo, Homo erectus, Homo habilis, and Homo neanderthalensis, for example. And now paleoanthropologists think they have discovered a new member of our genus deep in a cave in a part of South Africa aptly named the Cradle of Humankind. Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom went to check out the site.
It's a cool, overcast morning about an hour northwest of Johannesburg, South Africa. Postdoc researcher Marina Elliott leads the way past horses in a farmer's field towards a small stand of trees.
So just watch your head here. That's quite low.
Okay.
She scrambles down a rocky path and emerges into a large cave. It doesn't look like anything special. Hundreds of caves just like this dot the landscape here.
You would really never know that this was something earth-shattering. But yeah, definitely is.
The cave system is called Rising Star, and deep inside, researchers have discovered thousands of bones belonging to what appears to be a new species in our genus, Homo. They've named it Homo naledi. Naledi means a star in the local Sotho language.
If you're an anthropologist, this is as good as it gets.
John Hawks is an anthropology professor at the University of Wisconsin and one of the lead researchers for the excavation. He says the sheer number of fossils found here is unprecedented. Over the course of 21 days, the team unearthed more than 1,500 individual bone fragments, more than had been found in the previous 90 years of exploration in southern Africa. Hawk says they'll be able to learn a lot about human evolution from the Homo naledi fossils.
We don't really know how our ancestors developed, right, before they were human. The reason is that we just haven't had fossils that represent the whole lifespan.
But the Homo naledi find will change that. Scientists unearth bones to represent nearly every part of the skeleton for every age group, infants to elders. What they found is a creature that's strikingly similar to modern humans in some ways, but extremely primitive in others. The brain was roughly a third the size of modern humans. The shoulders, chest, and pelvis were also very primitive. The hand was similar to ours, but curved, an adaptation for climbing trees. But Lee Berger, the lead author of the study, says the feet of Homo naledi are extremely modern.
And the feet are practically indistinguishable from a human's. This is a walker.
Berger is a research professor at the University of Witwatersrand and a National Geographic explorer in residence. While he was working on a hominin species called Australopithecus sediba that he discovered just a few miles from the naledi bones, Berger commissioned local spelunkers to go out looking for more hominin fossils. On October 1st, at 9 o'clock at night, they came knocking on his door and showed him photographs of a mandible and a skull resting in loose soil, an unheard-of find.
To see these things lying on the surface and have an early hominin morphology is just staggering.
Berger was so excited about the find and worried about its security that he couldn't sleep that night. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, he called Terry Garcia, then the head of exploration at National Geographic.
I said, Terry, if you're ever going to believe in me now. He waited for a moment and then he said, you know, do what you need to do, which, by the way, is explorer speak for you can have money.
Berger's next challenge was to find qualified scientists who could retrieve the fossils. The tall, skinny cavers that initially found the bones described a tight squeeze through a gap just 7.5 inches wide, and later a narrow chute where they had to lie on their stomachs and push themselves forward with their toes.
I didn't know how I was going to reach out to find very tiny people with these extraordinary skills to work in a cave. And so I did, I guess, what my generation does. I turned to social media. I wrote an ad. Didn't tell them what they were doing. I just basically said that you needed to be skinny, not claustrophobic, and you had to be able to drop everything within 3 weeks and come for an undetermined amount of time to South Africa, unpaid. Oh, and you had to have a PhD or master's in paleoanthropology, archaeology, or related field. So there are probably like 3 people in the world.
In just over a week, Berger had 57 applicants, 80% of whom were young women. The 6 scientists he ultimately chose to wiggle through the tiny space were all petite women. And it's partly because the cavern is so inaccessible that Berger's confident in advancing his most bold and potentially controversial hypothesis about Homo naledi.
We think that this species of non-human animal deliberately disposed of its dead in that chamber. It implies a lot of things. It implies that they probably recognized their own mortality. They recognized other self. They took some level of risk to move into the deep, dark zone of a chamber to make sure that their dead were not touched by the external environment in perpetuity.
Modern humans are the only creatures known to purposefully bury their dead, a custom that scientists believe arose between 60 and 80,000 years ago. Not all of Berger's peers are ready to accept his theory of purposeful burial. William Jungers is chair of anatomical sciences at Stony Brook University. He says it's possible there was once another, easier-to-access entrance to the cavern, and cautions against arguing for more meaning behind the final resting place of these hominins.
If you were frequenting this cave, or you were living nearby and you had a deceased relative starting to decompose, you might want to dispose of it in some dark, deep hole yourself to get away from it.
Researchers say they have literally just scratched the surface of the Rising Star cave system. In 3 weeks, they excavated an area roughly a foot deep, 3 feet square, and they estimate there are thousands of bones yet to be removed. So whatever the age and importance of Homo naledi turns out to be, paleoanthropologists will have plenty of work for years to come. For Living on Earth, I'm Bobby Bascom in Johannesburg, South Africa.